BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update. Broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to BTV News.
On the afternoon of May the 19th, in Guiyang City, the standing committees of the Military Party Committees of Bình Định and Yalai provinces convened a meeting to finalize the personal arrangement plan for the merger of their respective provincial military commands. Major General Võ Văn Hưng, Chief of the Political Department of Military Region 5, attended and directed the meeting. During the session, the two committees engaged in in-depth discussion and reached a high level of consensus on the proposed personal arrangement. The plan aligns with the directives and guidance from higher authorities, ensuring adherence to core principles while maintaining the key leadership roles and avoiding disruption in the execution of duties. Major General Võ Văn Hưng commended the proactive and responsible approach taken by both provincial military party committees. He emphasized the need for continued efforts in ideological work, timely review and adjustment of personal planning, and thorough preparation to ensure a smooth on-schedule merger. He also stressed that the consolidation must meet the demands of building a strong defense portal in the new strategic context.
On the afternoon of May the 19th, the Standing Committee of the Vân Canh District Party Committee held a conference to review 10 years of implementing Politburo's Directive No. 5 on promoting the study and following Ho Chi Minh's ideology, morality, and style. Over the past decade, the Standing Committee has issued many directives and guidelines to promote the study and emulation of Ho Chi Minh's thought, ethics, and lifestyle across all levels and sectors within the district. The implementation has been closely linked with emulation movements and public campaigns in various local agencies and communities. As a result, awareness among officials, party members, and local residents has significantly improved, fostering widespread efforts to follow President Ho Chi Minh's example and contribute to the New Style Rural Development Program. These efforts have led to remarkable improvements in the rural landscape and overall socio-economic development. At the conference, 8 collectives and 12 individuals were commended for their outstanding achievements in implementing Directive No. 5 during the 2016-2025 period.
According to forecasts from Seafood Enterprises, the current market is showing signs of saturation, with consumer demand dropping by 5% to 7%. While new orders are still being placed, their overall value remains modest. As a result, the resort sector is expected to continue its upward trend, but at a relatively low growth rate of just 2% to 5% year-on-year in the near term. The Bình Định Department of Industry and Trade reported that in the first quarter of 2025, local seafood businesses exported products to 28 countries and territories, with export turnover estimated at $30.1 million. This marked a 2.7% increase compared to the same period last year, accounting for 6.7% of the province's total export value. Notably, seafood production volumes saw a significant year-on-year increase during the first quarter.
According to the Ministry of Health, the number of COVID-19 cases has recently increased in several countries worldwide. In Vietnam, from the beginning of this year, a total of 148 cases have been reported across 27 provinces and cities, with no deaths recorded. To proactively respond to the evolving outbreak and ensure effective diagnosis, detection, admission, and treatment of COVID-19 patients, the Department of Medical Services Administration has called on directors of hospitals and medical institutes under the Ministry of Health, directors of provincial departments of health, and heads of medical units under other ministries and sectors to urgently implement disease prevention measures. The ministry emphasized the need to review and update local and facility-level plans for the admission and treatment of patients based on projected outbreak developments, aiming to avoid passive and delayed responses. Hospitals are requested to ensure the readiness of infrastructure, isolation zones, medical equipment, and supplies to facilitate patient admissions, isolation, diagnosis, treatment, and infection control. Medical facilities are also urged to strengthen preventive measures, particularly respiratory transmission precautions, to minimize the risk of in-hospital transmission. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.